My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo. Our Tim Rebo segment is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We had to do a little maneuvering, but I'm glad you were able to fit us in.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for having me, man. It's always good to be on, and 2 days late, but it's okay after you get a W.
Yeah, you got that big win. And first of all, you're starting now conference play, and that's the important thing. From a health standpoint, how does this team look like? Because I think that plays such a big part down the stretch in the Southland. Of the healthier team normally wins at this stage.
Yeah, I agree with you. And hopefully we got some of those injuries out early in the season and we can keep these guys. I thought we were about as healthy as we were. We picked up a couple other guys coming back against Southern. And we got to start a couple other ones this week just to get back in the mix. So hopefully we're getting healthy at the right time. And now look, we got seven conference games to go. So hopefully we can remain that way.
Last Tuesday, got a chance to talk to both Colin Guggenheim and also Pat McQuaid. Man, I was impressed with Pat. I mean, again, he's not going to overwhelm you with all this arm talent. He's not the fastest guy out on the field, but he's just so efficient, and he makes everybody else around him better. He's a great distributor. If he was, I know what he'd be playing if he was in basketball, okay? He'd be your point guard. Because that's really what he does best. I thought he had a fantastic game against Southern.
Yeah, four touchdown passes. You don't get that too often. And it wasn't like we were just throwing it around the yard. You know, we were really balanced more so this week. And that plays into his game. You know, when you can run the football and you can open up with the play action passes. And what I like, too, we spread the ball around. And he spread the ball around. And really – protecting that football is going to be big moving forward, and that's what he has been doing. So hopefully we can knock on wood and continue to do that.
Coach, one of the things, you've always put a great emphasis on running the football. Even when Chase was there, when you had Chase Forcade, you always, you know, were a heavy power running team, and that seems to be the strength of your team this year. Without having Jalen on early with Spears with the injury, you got to see some of your young backs. And now those guys stepped up to the plate, have done a really good job with Spears back in the lineup along with Colin and the young guys. That you've got a foursome of running backs that are really impressive.
Yeah, that's one of the luxuries you have when you play so many five non-conference games. We got to get a look at some other people. Maybe that we wouldn't have really looked at if you had some conference games early, or if Jalen hadn't gone down, or a young Jaden Milton who we were getting to look at and he got a little banged up. Then you get to see Corey Warren again, and you get to see Miguel Brock along with Colin. And last week we even played another freshman, Shane Lee out of Destrehan. So it's good to see those guys get that experience in a non-conference game, because we always talk about it. You never know who you're going to need towards the end of the season, and they got some good experience under their belt.
Coach, you talked about Destrehan, and you have a receiver in Quincy Brown, number 8. He started his college career at TCU, and he comes to Nicholls State. Man, that guy's got some talent, and he may be a next-level player, so to speak. I think he's got a chance, if he can develop his game, maybe to take this to the next level. And I'm talking about maybe in the NFL. Your thoughts on the development of Quincy Brown? Because, man, he gives you a big play element. Also, he ain't a small receiver. He's a big target guy downfield.
Yeah, you know, Mike, he's what you're looking for in those outside receivers. He's long, he's rangy, he can go up and get it, he can stretch that field. He really has tremendous hands. And you know, him and Pat are getting on the same page. He's staying healthy, which is a big part of it also. We expected some big things. You get around that red zone that you're looking for that guy. So I'm looking for him to have a really, really strong conference season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In doing the kind of background on Incarnate Word, what jumps out to you out on tape with them from an offensive and defensive standpoint?
You know, offensively, they're just so fast. And they're fast playing, but how they line up and how they get to the line of scrimmage. And it starts with the quarterback, too. Calzada, he makes them go. He's really, really good. He's efficient. He don't put them in harm's way. He knows what to do. Him and his receivers on the same page. So that's the thing that we got to be prepared for, is get lined up, get the right personnel on the field. You know, and the thing that I think a lot of people, when they look at, even when Lindsey Scott transferred and went over there, that they throw the ball all around. They really want to run the football. You know, they go fast to try to outnumber you and get that running game going, and that's going to be big for us. We got to be able to stop the running game. And then defensively, they do a lot of things in moving guys around. We got to identify, you know, how they're moving up front, and hopefully we can catch them out of some gaps like we did last year and stretch that field.
Coach, in seeing a little bit of Incarnate Word, and you brought that up about the fact, it reminds me a little bit of when we've watched maybe Ole Miss in the past. Of everybody talks about their passing game, and they ran the football more than anybody in the SEC, okay? They sort of lull you to sleep. They want you to play a little bit of little man football, and when they see you in certain coverages, that's when they run the ball.
Yeah, Mike, I think it's a big personnel thing, and you know, sometimes they will spread out. You know, they will spread you out sideline to sideline, and you're thinking, oh, they're throwing the football, and then they're gashing you on the run game. And then all of a sudden they'll condense, you know, they'll get in those condensed formations like Sean Payton used to do, you know, and then throw the football in the perimeter. And the thing about them, too, is their little short passing games all runs for them also, you know. So we got to be able to tackle in, out there in space.
Coach, I was going to bring that up next, and we was thinking on the same page. I think when you play a team like Incarnate Word, who wants to play a fast-paced type game, open field tackling becomes priority in this game, because you don't want a guy to catch a three-yard pass. Next thing you know, he's 33 yards downfield.
Yeah, that's why the big emphasis is a numbers game. You know, you can't. They love the one on ones just like anybody out in space, and they feel like they're going to win that. So we got to be able to count. We got to get hats on the ball. We got to get our guys running. We even got to get those big guys after they rush the pass or the turn and run, because you know they're a screen team. So you throw the short passes in the screen, and hopefully you can turn him back inside and get the big boys getting some shots on them. So. Yeah, we have to tackle well. I think we have been. And I think another big key, Mike, is we've been very fortunate, again, is getting turnovers the last couple games. And I don't know if we may be one of the tops in the country in the turnover ratio. And for us to have some success, that's going to have to continue this week.
One of the things when you play a team like Incarnate Word, who will spread you out multiple receivers, is this a game that you'll see much more nickel-dime sets than maybe – which you had to play last week against Southern?
Yeah, it's definitely a package game. You know, I mean, they have certain packages and certain personnel that they put on the field, and we have to be able to match that. And you're right, it's going to be. But they do a good job now of going back from, one base package to a 10 personnel to getting some speed guys on the field. So we got to be prepared to match up with that.
be remiss without talking about Colin Guggenheim and what he's meant to this football team, and the way you figured out innovative ways to use him, and that he'll run that kind of Taysom Hill power run from the quarterback position, plays running back, he can catch the football coming out of the backfield. That becomes so challenging. We talked to Drew Brees about how the Saints use Taysom Hill. And when teams have to play nickels and the way you use Colin in so many different areas, that's challenging for a defense each and every week.
Yeah, you know, his background, too, coming from John Curtis, was a quarterback, so he knows what to do from that position, and he is so efficient. And you know that you get an extra player, you get an extra blocker when he's your quarterback, and that's what we try to do in the numbers game. And he's good at it. And then all of a sudden, you start throwing the young freshman Miguel Brock, and then you get Jalen Spears back in the backfield with him. Now it puts the defense in a little bit of a dilemma, a little bit of a bind. And you're always trying to expand those packages.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciated. Best of luck this coming Saturday. Kickoff is at 6, right, in San Antonio?
Yeah, 6 o'clock, Mike, on the road. Hopefully we can get this one and get us off to a good start and come home for the next 3 weeks.
There you go. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
All righty. That was Nicholls State head football coach Tim Rebo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.